The Filipino government has given the all clear in a city previously under terrorist control. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're zooming in on the situation surrounding the threat of terrorism in the Philippines. Is it really all over? And this Christmas, don't just give good gifts. Give something that's life-changing. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. After 5 months, the Philippine military's siege over the southern city of Marawi is over. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
For this city, this particular battle is over. I think some of the rhetoric that has been issued around this, the fact that the defense minister of the Philippines said now terrorism has been defeated, I don't think we can quite go that far. I think we can say this battle has been won. Anybody, I think, who watches the Philippines, who knows the situation in the southern Philippines, knows there's going to be other battles. Thankfully, this one has been won, but it doesn't mean the war is over.
For example, the Philippines government is currently working towards putting a law in place to create an Islamic autonomous region in the south.
If it is passed, though, you consign an entire area over to Islamic law, Islamic control. So that raises some questions, obviously, questions of religious freedom, questions of how Christians in that area will be treated. So there are a lot of questions that the Philippines is still going to be answering in the coming months.
However, Nettleton shares that the Philippines still has terrorist roots and extremism to deal with within the Islamic minority. So if you would, please pray for the Christians there and for peace. Learn more at missionnews.org. For over a year, citizens of Thailand have dressed in black to mourn the death of King Bhumibol. But yesterday, they began a 5-day funeral expected to draw 250,000 mourners. Today, the king will be cremated according to his Buddhist beliefs. We spoke to Tassos Ioannidis of AMG International. He explains that the king, who served for 7 decades, was the one constant the nation had. Elsewhere was instability.
They have kind of gone from democratically elected governments to military regimes, and it has kind of gone back and forth. But one aspect that has not changed, and a person for whom there was always great respect, was the king.
The king's son will be crowned after the funeral, and the question is, will he be a good king? The reigning military is also causing some anxiety about the future, including for Western gospel workers.
All of these elements add uncertainty, both in terms of what the political situation will be, how the king will reign, and also from a perspective of Christian ministries, what level of openness and freedom there will be to do gospel work in Thailand.
For now, AMG is prayerfully waiting, asking God to open doors through the situation. Please join them. And finally, on Mission Network News, Christmas is on its way. And instead of handing out the usual gifts, have you considered giving to Compassion International's gift catalog? Compassion's Karen Stamen.
Over the summer, I was able to be in Ghana in West Africa, and I met one boy, Noah was his name, who just 6 months ago needed surgery. He would always be very tired. His heart would beat fast. There would be times that he would even pass out.
Noah and his mother discovered he had a heart defect. Without surgery, he'd soon encounter fatal heart problems.
Because of generous donations to the catalog, Noah was able to get that surgery pretty fast. And I met Noah just 2 months after he had this pretty intense surgery. And he was running around. I met him at his school. He was out on the field playing soccer with his friends, and he was racing his friends through the village, and he didn't want to stop. He just wanted to run.
Now Noah shows off his scar from his surgery, telling people it makes him strong. And every chance she has, Noah's mother praises God for her son's life. Please consider giving to Compassion's gift catalog to help save a child's life and give them a chance at finding Christ. You can find out how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.